Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. What we have here is episode 246 for easy reference, for when future generations look back at the most important cultural and political events of the time. There has to be a way to sort and study these things. That's why I created the modern equivalent of a stone tablet or monument, an unverified, unsecure website that almost never gets updated. You can find that at www.gruntfreepress.com. It's as credible as any other news site, if we're going to get real. I'm Absolute Deicide, a.k.a. Mental Patient Zero. I knew fucking that bat wasn't the best idea I ever had. Or was it? Maybe. Time will tell. It's for future generations to decide. But let's get our minds off of all the misery and suffering in the world. I never thought I would say that, but there's still new consoles coming out. Sort of. Maybe. At some time. The big worries now are there is going to be some sort of like supply shortage or for the systems or when they do come out on account of all the AIDS that's going around all of a sudden or something like that. But how is that fucking news? I don't understand. Like, if I could just look and like, oh, do you know, consoles coming out possibly this year or. You know, fucking, it's like, oh, they're going to be short already. The fucking inventory is going to be short. I mean, every time new systems come out, it's like everybody's first time. It's like they're born again video game virgins. Like they've never seen a fucking new system come out. There's always hardware shortages. Every launch, no matter what the state of the world is in, unless it's for like the Ouya or that new fucking Atari piece of shit that's coming out, something like that. I'm willing to bet those fucking new Atari systems will be readily available, no matter what. But, I don't know, just like every other time, if you really want an Xbox, whatever, or a fucking PS5, it's going to have to be, like, quick on the trigger. Well, as soon as you can pre-order them, as soon as they announce the pre-orders, just get on there and get them. It doesn't matter if it's current year, fucking 2020, or you're ordering from a Sears catalog in 1985. There's going to be supply issues. Websites are going to crash when people, all the people come order them. People are going to hoard them and try to resell them for a profit. Niggas be stabbing niggas for their PlayStations. You have the choice to either deal with all that shit so you can play some exclusive launch titles on the systems that usually don't turn out to be great in the grand scheme of things. Or you can wait 6 months for the second wave, when they release the revised models or whatever, like the second wave comes out. Let those other people, the smarter thing is to let the other people grab the launch ones that are going to be fucked up in some way. Let those break and let them see the returns and what was wrong with them, then do a second generation and get those ones. Those will be sitting on shelves and in warehouses and probably won't be defective like the first ones usually are. I don't think my launch Xbox One ever played physical discs, like, from day one. Is that why they call it the day one edition, maybe? My PS4 sounds like a jet engine. It always has. And I bought a Wii U once. And that's still there. The other quote-unquote news about the new consoles is that the source code or design documents... I mean, I don't technically know what you would call the code, the hardware code that fucking the systems use, blueprints. I don't know. Maybe it is just like a source code, I guess. But something like that for the new Xbox got stolen, and the code got leaked online, or a part of it got leaked, and supposedly the person who has it wants a ransom, or he's got to release all of it into the wilds. I say he, I'm sure it's he, the hacker, whoever, who has it, because you know, any woman with a vagina would think this is so nerdy and gay. Like the source code of a fucking new video game system. They wouldn't give a shit. They wouldn't attempt it, even if they could. And I smell bullshit on this one, on the entire story. There's no hard evidence about it. Just a hunch, I guess. But again, I'm not like a tech guy. I don't even know exactly what would be in this fucking $1 million code. You know what I mean? Like, it was fucking like, ooh, what's that? I don't know. The consoles are using slightly modified computer parts that you could just buy off the shelf right now, pretty much. So I don't know what magical formula this hacker or leaker thinks that he is, that Microsoft's going to pay him or AMD's going to pay him or whatever. But it seems to me like it would be a way to make the PC parts that you can get now shittier and easier to mass produce. And any like customized code that they have would only be useful for like this specific configuration of hardware for specifically like fucking, oh, this, all the shit works with the what's inside of the Xbox. Was it Series X? I think it's the Xbox Series X, the new one that's coming out. Like that code or anything that's like customized there would only work for like this custom hardware set. So, I don't know, like if I can, which you would have to have like that hardware built by AMD or whatever manufacturer they're using. So it's basically useless, and all of that shit would be reverse engineered months like before the system comes out anyway. So I don't know, it's like saying, it's like, oh, I know I have the recipe for Coca-Cola or something. Great. Well, now what are you going to do with that? And, you know, like brew your own identical Coca-Cola that's going to cost you like a hell of a lot more than the real Coca-Cola company is like pays for their shit. And then, you know, who buys all their ingredients in like an unbelievable wholesale quantity, like every fucking day. And who are you going to sell that to? Like, who's going to buy your shitty off-brand soda that you brewed in your fucking bathtub and then just go to the store and buy fucking Coke? Like, you know, I don't know. It just seems like one of those wacky stories that they just put out there to generate interest. One of those, like, hey, did you hear that, you know, fucking the code got stolen? Like, one of those things, which is exactly what I'm doing now. So, fuck, you know, I guess it's working. So let's cut all the speculative bullshit out and talk about a video game that's available right now, widely available, some would say, that I actually played and actually enjoyed this one for once. So, I mean, goddamn, I am turning into a fucking grumpy old man. I mean, I have been a fucking grumpy old man for a long time, but I was kind of like playing it up a little bit for entertainment value, and now this is me. What you hear now is me being cheery and optimistic and hopeful and trying to fucking not die of AIDS. Doom Eternal, pretty good. I mean, I did take, it took a little while for the game to grow on me. Like I was explaining last week, I was kind of starting on too high of a difficulty, and, you know, plus I had controller issues, plus the game was crashing. But I, you know, when I played, I could tell there was something there, just moments of frustration kind of, soured my first impressions of it. It does take a while to like get used to like the scope of it and the flow and the feel of the game. It's this fucking like nonstop overwhelming sensory overload 1 second where you're in constant battle for 15 minutes. You don't know what the fuck is going on. You know, it's just like chaos. You can barely make sense of what's happening. It looks amazing, but then as you're playing it, like your head's spinning, you're just fucking, you know, which way do I go, what do I do, you know, I have no fucking ammo, my health's low, what the fuck is going on. Those background systems, you know, it's just, you know, what you got to do using your abilities or whatever, you know, you have to use the chainsaw when you're low on ammo, the flamethrower when you're low on armor, glory kills when you're low on health, like that's just like a constant thing that's always there. You know, all your fucking meters and your cooldowns and your reserves. That's like a main part of the game now. You can compare that, and you can get pissed at me for continuing to compare Doom Eternal to Doom 2016, but it's going to happen. In 2016, all the like periphery shit, like the elements outside of just the shooting and shit, the weapon and the suit upgrades, the glory kills, all that. It all kind of felt like they were just there because they had to be there. Like they were concessions to bring Doom in line with modern gaming, where people don't like slowing down to collect ammo and health, and they need constant numbers, constant progression numbers, constantly leveling, just numbers increasing, like for any reason, just as long as you can see like some kind of progress, that's what people want. They want unlocks, they want upgrades, all that shit. So I thought that was smart the way they did that. Like they kind of, in 2016, they bridged the gap between like old school and new school, and still felt like Doom when you played it, similar to what they did with like Wolfenstein, the New Order for Wolfenstein, where it's like, hey, this is modern, is new. It's like, feels like a brand new game. It's fucking sick. Yeah, it feels like something that would come out no matter, you know, it's like fucking just a brand new product, but it's still, you play, it's like, oh, this is still Wolfenstein. It still feels like Wolfenstein. That's what Doom 2016 did for Doom. But you look at Doom Eternal, it's like, well, did they fuck this up as bad as they did, like, Wolfenstein, the New Colossus? No, they didn't, because that would be a true ultra nightmare. But in Doom Eternal, all that shit is more prevalent, for sure. The gameplay just kind of revolves around it. The main thing is the ammo situation. Just, you never have enough ammo in the game. But you max out at 20 shotgun shells, and even the shittiest grunt zombie usually takes two blasts, like point blank, to kill. So, I mean, you're almost forced to constantly switch up your weapons and use the chainsaw all the time. And don't get me wrong here. Slow down there, Chief. I am a big chainsaw fan. You know, I have a fucking tattoo of Leatherface that covers my entire shin, for fuck's sake. But I'm also a big shotgun fan. Which will probably be my preferred method to end my miserable life. So this might be another one of those for me things that everybody else disagrees with. But for me, Doom has always been about the shotgun. Not the super shotgun, mind you. That wasn't even in the original Doom. But running around with the pump action almost exclusively, and getting to know like the timing of it, the distance, and the spread of the bullet, you know, the spread of the fucking shots and shit. it's kind of like learning your weapons animation in Dark Souls or something. I had to throw that in. But honestly, I don't think I'm like the only one who had a boner for Doom shotgun, because in 2016, keep bringing it back to that special year. In 2016, I remember that the developers reacting to some concerns about, you know, people saw the first footage of Doom 2016. They were worried about like seeing the glory kills and how that, it's like, oh, that looks cool, but from a gameplay perspective, it kind of interrupts the flow of the combat. And they specifically said, like, hey, you know, you don't have to do the glory kills if you don't want to. Like, if you want to just run around and only use the shotgun like people did in Doom, you can do that. I mean, it's going to be, like, much harder, but it's possible to do that if you wanted to. And you could. I mean, you did switch it up. Like, it'd be, I would say it's, like, almost impossible. Maybe you'd probably switch something up. You still have to use the chainsaw to get ammo and shit. But, like, the shotgun was definitely a viable weapon just to use that almost exclusively in the year of our Lord 2016. But like, you can't just use the shotgun in Doom Eternal. Not a chance you could do that. Not a chance in hell. The pump shotgun's weak as shit. It's like one of the first guns you get. Like I said, you max out at 20 rounds. Yeah, if you were going to use that, if you were just like, oh, I was going to use this all the time, like, you'd have to like chainsaw dudes to get ammo after every two or three enemies that you killed with it. And then you'd run out of chainsaw gas, and I was like, oh, well, I like the super shotgun. If you're one of those people, if you're a super shotgun fan, the super shotgun in Doom Eternal, that was like almost like the selling point of the game. It has the same issues the super shotgun has always had in any Doom game, where it's slow to reload. It uses the same shells as the pump, but it's double barreled, so you go through ammo twice as fast. So old school Doom, You just, you know, if you're playing like one of the original games and you miss a shot with the super shotgun, it's like, oh, that sucks. You know what I mean? It's like the main problem. It's like, oh, it sucks. Now I have to fucking, my problem with it is I suck at aiming. So I miss a shot. It's like, oh, and I have to wait for the reload animation to play out. Like that was the main, that's why I preferred the pump. It's like, oh, I missed, but I could just get in another one and more fucking chance of my shitty aim to land eventually. But in Doom Eternal, you miss a shot, and that's like a tenth of your fucking shotgun ammo just gone right there. It's like, fuck, you only have 10 shots at a time. It's like, it's a big fucking deal that's gone. And yeah, the meat hook attachment that's on the super shotgun, that thing is pretty rocking. The scorpion spear that comes out at the end of it, that lets you like pull yourself towards any enemies and basically fly around the map if you got skilled with it. But it's just not very often that you're running around with the super shotgun pulled out to begin with, especially if you're trying to fight something that's long range. It's a shotgun, so I'm really just gonna pull this out when this shit like close to me, hopefully, where it's most effective. And I don't have that much of a chance to miss. So it's, again, every shell's precious. So you want to maximize every shell that you fucking have, every bit of ammo that you have in the game, you want to maximize. So you're not going to fucking, before again, original Doom, it's like, yeah, I'll just fucking snipe people with a shotgun from across the fucking map. Cause why not? Fuck it. It'll take a while, but you know, it's just fucking what I am out. I just like haven't found much use for that beyond like, it looking cool, like the meat hook, the grapple thing. You grapple towards like a spider mastermind or whatever, and you know, it's like, all right, so you get in there, you'll get a nice close range shot. If you wait to very end when the grapple, you know, right up on him, you fucking shoot him. It's like, all right, well, that's a good shot. You know, I'm not gonna miss when I'm fucking like literally up his ass with this fucking thing. But you're not going to fucking kill it in a single shot, and you're, you know, now you're like right next to him and you're waiting for the fucking gun to reload. I'm sure there's some like advanced strategies to it. It's fucking like, oh, well, why don't you just do this or that? And fucking that's what the meat hook's good for. Just talking about it right now, I'm thinking like, oh, you know, why don't you just fucking switch to another gun afterwards? Like fucking after when you're waiting for the reload, can you switch to another gun? I don't know. It seems like the fucking gun switching would probably be even longer than waiting for the shotgun to reload. I don't know. That's like another thing I can bitch about for a little bit. So this is the part of the episode where I have to remind everybody that I really like the game I'm complaining about right now. But no, you know what really grinds my gears? The weapon swapping in general. You have to switch weapons again. It's just because the ammo is so low. You're just trying to just like, oh, I'm out of ammo for this. I guess, what do I have left? It's a lot of times it's like, oh, everything's just gone. I have like one, whatever I have left. That's what I'm using. So you're switching weapons a lot, and you know, maybe because of the aforementioned anemic ammo. So you have to bring up the weapon wheel all the time, which, slows down the game. It doesn't pause it completely. You'll still, if people are shooting at you, we have the wheel pulled up, you'll still take damage. It's Q on the keyboard, I think, to pull it up. And some of this just does come down to my lack of skill using a keyboard to do anything other than to harass people online. If I was good enough, you can use like the number keys to instantly switch guns, you know, and I know like really hardcore Doom people or PC shooter people in general, they'll refer to weapons a lot of times as like, oh, this is like your one slot, your two slot, your three slot, your one slot gun, whatever, for depending on like talking about like what keys you use to hit them to pull them out. And they have, you know, if you have like the muscle memory to hit those number keys without thinking about it, I'm not really there. Like anything past 5 on the keyboard, I'm like, I think this is like 7 I'm reaching for. They end up like pulling out like a rocket launcher or something and firing it point blank and killing myself. So you pull up the weapon wheel, and that built-in slowdown for weapon swapping, which is almost necessary with the ammo shortage and all. It does fucking slow down shit for a second. They were worried about like the glory kills doing that, like killing the flow. But Now you're changing weapons all the time, which does kill the flow. You know, it's all about the flow. Another thing that does that is the lack of ammo. That kind of kills the flow too. Again, what I run into a lot, if there's like a big arena, if there's a lot of enemies, they'll constantly spawn in grunts for you to chainsaw for ammo, which is, you know, kind of a problem in and of itself. Like, I'm not a fan of that philosophy of game design where, hey, we're just going to throw a bunch of ads at the player to act as like walking resource containers because we couldn't take the time to like lay out the map and like do the math on like what amount of ammo or whatever would be enough to be challenging, but still make it balanced. And, plus when the ads kill you, it just makes a bunch of, it's like, hey, we spotted a bunch of grunts to like help you because you can kill them and get ammo. And it's like, oh, well, then he's gonna fucking shot by a zombie in the fucking back. That's all sorts of fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, what the fuck, dude? Like, they cleared that area behind me. They just fucking spawned in. Again, people complain about like, oh, dude, Doom 3 is all monster closets and blah, blah, blah. And this is just like, I don't know, dude, it's fucking just going to be infinitely respawning people behind you. Like, don't even worry about it. It's not, we even bother with the fucking closets this time. Again, it doesn't bother me too much, but it's just fucking like, I don't know, just those few instances where it's like fucking like, oh, dude, I need, it's like, oh, am I out of health, out of ammo? It's like, I need something real quick, and oh, I get shot by some bullshit that fucking wasn't there before. Yeah, but then you'll be like a tighter space, and they'll throw in just like a few high level, harder enemies at you. It's like, oh, here's like a Hell Knight and a Revenant, and the worst case of this is, I don't know what the fuck these guys are called. But yeah, there's like a new type of demon that have like energy shields and like a whip or something, like a shotgun. And they summon these out of nowhere, they summon like energy dogs that attack you. It sounds like I'm making this up, but that's what they actually do. So they're almost fucking like mini bosses, kind of. I mean, they're very tricky to fight. You know, I've tried everything. I've tried just like, oh, I'll just fucking shoot, you know, fuck their shield. I'm just going to shoot rockets at their feet. It's like, oh, I'll use the plasma cannon to just destroy their shields. Like, the plasma rifles will kill like every other shield in the fucking game. It's like, oh, it's like that's the hard counter to a shield is you use plasma and you blow it up. But it doesn't work on theirs. The tooltip that popped up the first time I fought one said, it's like, oh, when their eyes glow green, it means they're about to attack you. So shoot them then to stun them. It's like, okay, but that only seems to work if you have like the super shotgun pulled out, which we've addressed the limitations of. Any other gun doesn't seem to phase them really. Like maybe a rocket launcher, like the Gauss cannon or something like that. But in that case, you'd be so close to him that, you know, you're gonna fuck yourself up. He's like an explosive when the guy's fucking right near you trying to do that. And whatever else is around. I mean, it's like you probably don't want the super shotgun pulled out, as we've discussed, for probably too much of time has been wasted discussing that. But yeah, so I'm in this like little unassuming arena. Like there's a Caco Demon, a Hell Knight, and one of those shield motherfuckers. And it's like, all right, so take out the other two. Like I'll worry about the shield guy later. No problem. Like, all right, yeah, fucking just do your thing, kill them. And it's like, okay, well now I'm stuck with just the shield guy I'm facing and very limited ammo. And there's no one to chainsaw to get more ammo. So it's like now they're not putting the ads in for whatever reason in this little arena when I kind of need it. And it's like, well, now what the fuck do I do? It's like I die repeatedly. That's what I do. Really no other option there. If you run out of all your ammo, the Doom guy pulls out his chainsaw and you might as well just fucking commit seppuku with it. Cause yeah, there's like nobody to fucking to chainsaw to get fucking ammo. So it was just fucking crazy that little section there was this random little section with like three guys in it. It was one of the fucking hardest parts of the game for me. It's like, yeah, it's the mini, but you know, the shield guy's kind of like a mini boss. Like it's supposed to be hard, but it's like I'm standing there with my fucking chainsaw in my hand, just fucking like, all right, what the fuck? Like now, what do I do? So yeah, there's this other mini boss too, this fucking minotaur thing that's on tank treads that shoots missiles at you and has it. You know, he's like a shield protecting his body, like the upper part of his body is like a glowing blue shield or whatever. And this shield can be destroyed by shooting at it with plasma. And that thing's just like a fucking bullet sponge. Again, yeah, the tooltip pops up when you first fucking fight it for this one. And it says, you know, the weak points are the treads, like the tank treads, and the shield. It's like, hey, you can take the shield out with fucking plasma. But you bring down the shield, and again, you only have like a short time before it's going to come back. And the treads, you can like go to town on just shooting the fucking treads. And there's, you know, they have like a life bar for the guy on the screen. It's just, it's like, all right, well, the shield's a bitch to do to fucking use the plasma and switch back and forth. But so you're looking at the health bar, and the things as you're shooting it with everything you have, like fucking rocket launches and all that, like it's barely like ticking away. It's like, what the fuck, dude? So maybe I suck at the game. That's always a slim possibility there. But I'm just unloading every fucking last drop of ammo I have on it. And then I'm out. I was like, all right, I'm out of ammo. I was like, all right, I just gonna run around with a fucking chainsaw, dashing and jumping like a maniac, and eventually just wear it down. And then it detaches its torso from the tank part, and it starts flying around, shooting missiles at you. Like everything else seems to do in the game. It's always fucking, that's a thing that happens. It's like, hey, Doom, the dude's flying around, shooting missiles at you, have fun. All right, so now let's move on to the positive aspects of the game. Now that that bitch fest is over. Sorry, being a grumpy faggot just makes me feel a little bit better. Doom Eternal is one of the best games I've played in a long time. One I'll actually probably beat. That's how you know it's a landmark of entertainment. And I'll cut the suspense right now. No, I have not finished it yet. I could have. I mean, I was on what I was assuming was the final mission. I got the pop-up message saying, once you enter this portal, you won't be able to return to any previous missions for whatever upgrades and collectibles and shit. And I, at that point, I had pretty much upgraded all of my guns with what I really wanted for them. My suit was about maxed out. There's still quite a bit more for me to find, and you know, there's optional challenges and shit. There's the Slayer gates you can do. More challenging little combat arenas, the secret encounters, some type of key hidden in each level, and when you get all of them, you unlock the Unmaker from Doom 64, which is that overpowered laser gun that shreds through shit like even faster than the BFG. Don't know if it's as powerful as the BFG. Again, I would have to go through and find it first. I think I found like one of out of like six of those. So I wanted to like go back and explore the levels. Plus, a lot of the shit that I complained about during the first half of the shit show, 99% of those problems are alleviated once you're all like upgraded and graduated into a real Doom Slayer, a real big boy Doom Slayer. Then you have enough like armor, like your armor, max armor increases, and you have like all these fucking. You don't fucking keel over and die like a New York Jew when you're a badass space marine takes a fireball to the chest. You have all these like runes equipped to help you out, to get like, it's like the runes you put on are like, oh, well, this will help you get more ammo or armor or heavier dashes and your flamethrower, like have those cooldowns recharge faster. Again, if the progression wasn't there, people would complain that there's like, oh, there's nothing to work for in the game, but maybe they went a little overboard because now there's like six tabs of challenges and collectibles in the menu, and there's like all these multiple layers of upgrades for everything. But positive thoughts. So some of the story in the game, let's be honest, it doesn't really fucking matter, as it shouldn't, but yeah, you're picking up these codex pages that are floating around in the level. I was interested in getting those at first because the shit like the logs, even some of the do like in Doom 3, like the logs that you pick up and find, like the either the audio or like the video messages and shit. Those were like entertaining and interesting to read anyway. There was some like flavor in there, and something was going on in 2016, that the world changed after 2016. And the other selling point for Doom Eternal was that it was kind of like expand the Doom universe, the Doomiverse, if you will. And you know, they're showing like clips of these grandiose ruins and space stations and deep epic voiceovers during the trailer is like fucking all a Slayer has just begun and fucking that sort of thing. And I guess the story's probably there in Doom Eternal if you were to dig deep into those codex entries and if you gave half a shit about it. I tried to, but nah, it's a little too nerdy and self-serious, even for me. They kind of read like the codex entries, kind of read like Dungeons and Dragons rulebook entries. And there are some cutscenes in the game, and I watch those, and you kind of get a feel for the general vibe that they're going for while you're playing. It's not quite what I was expecting there. Like you're trying to kill these hell priests, I don't know, like these fucking like bishops or whatever, like these priests of hell that the Doom Slayer is going after. Just because that seems like a good idea to do. And then there's this very brief mythology about Doom Slayers throughout the ages, and there's one cutscene where the Doom guy talks to like this medieval looking blacksmith or something, kind of like Dark Souls. And they kind of just like mumble to each other for a bit, and then Doom Guy walks away from them, and then you end up in a gladiatorial arena fighting a Minotaur. I don't know what that all that was about, but certainly what wasn't what I thought was going to happen in the game, like judging by the trailer or two that I watched. Like I just watched like the first couple trailers that were out, and I kind of like stopped paying attention to it. I want to play it for myself, but from what I got from that, I'm like, this isn't like it's like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm like, oh, it's gonna be like this big like story driven game that I'm playing, and I'm like, it's just Doom. Like I said, it's just fucking like action pretty much. Judging by like by that, I thought they're gonna just like expand the landscape completely at some point, and probably like somewhere around the second half of the game, you'd end up in heaven and, you know, whatever, facsimile thereof. And they'd introduced like an entire new aesthetic to the series where you're going in these like bright areas, like bright landscapes, and you'd be like fighting like in, you know, instead of like fighting like the demons of hell, it's like, oh, well, now the Doom guy's in like Doom heaven, you know what I mean? Now he's fighting like these fucking angelic monsters, kind of like Dark, kind of like what Halo 4 did with like the Prometheans. And to be honest, I'm kind of glad they didn't really go that route, because the Prometheans are kind of lame, but it's kind of like fighting demons the whole time. That's cool and all, but some of the levels do have a different look than what you're used to from Doom. Your hub ship and some of those brighter levels, that they actually have like green grass and shit. And I mean, there are like new enemies, but they're definitely doomy enemies, demons and shit. I hear a lot of thunder out there. I'm getting kind of scared that I'm fucking going to lose power. Doom Eternal is doomy in general. I liken it to the difference between the original Doom and Doom 2. And I'm sure they were aware of that comparison when they made Eternal. Doom 2's subtitle was, you know, Doom 2 Hell on Earth. And there are a few Earth levels in Eternal. But, I mean, Doom 2 is, like, on the technical side of things. Like, it's like, it's Doom, but it's more advanced. You know, there's, like, hey, there's more weapons and enemies. And a lot of people probably get it mixed up with the first game. I do sometimes, especially when you consider, like, all of, like, the mods or WADs, if you will, for the games. It's kind of like, I think all the WADs are basically based off of Doom 2. I don't fucking know. Like, I'm not, again, I like Doom a lot, but I just never really get into the mods. But I'm pretty sure that most of them or all of them are fucking based on Doom 2. Between all that, where they just, like, the games, like, they mix and match shit from the two games together. But, so you look at 2016, and there was, like, something just, like, pure and simple about it. And then, like, Eternal. And really, like, my main thing with it is just like, oh, there's just like too much shit going on. There's just too much shit. Like, my main complaint is just like, it's just chaotic, which I like chaotic shit. I'm a fucking agent of chaos, mind you, but it's like, dude, there's just like overload, like just fucking shit going on. You know, that hub, the Slayer ship or whatever it's called. It's a little ridiculous. You find album tracks from other Doom games while you're doing missions as secrets or collectibles or shit. Those will show up as like, you'll see like a poster in the ship. It's on the wall somewhere. You go up and you click on it, and you can like play like original Doom or whatever tracks, like play old school id game soundtracks as you're walking around the ship and shit. And you can't beat E1 M1, by the way. That's the classic song. And that's where, when you're in the ship, like that's where you can look at all of your collectibles. In Doom Guy's little bedroom in there, he has like display shelves for toys that you pick up, and he's got a rock and guitar collection. There's also a computer there that you can log into with like a simplified interface that shows these two floppy disks come up on the screen. Or what do they call those fucking, the blue ones there? They call them something else, like the smaller ones that weren't like the big black floppy disks. I'm so fucking old, I can't even fucking remember now. I was like, dude, I had a fucking Apple 2GS or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, floppy disks, and I want to say fucking hard disk, but no, that's not fucking right. So you access them, you know, you access the computer, and it shows like an installation progress bar. And I think those are like tied to like these other, you know, you find like the discs like as collectibles in the game. And then once you do, that goes up like one pip on that computer, And it's a complete guess here. I know right now that anybody can just search online and find the answer to this immediately, but I'm still doing my blind playthrough here. I'm pretty sure that once you collect all the discs in the game, like Doom 1 and Doom 2 will become playable through that in-game computer. Now, whether that's like the full games, which I mean, we kind of fucked up, but they were like the full games. I'm all for that, but it's just like right before this, like, I don't know. I mean, everybody is fucking Doom on everything, but weren't they like, Bethesda just like sold some pack with all the Dooms and shit, and it's like, oh yeah, and then you buy Doom Eternal, it's like, oh, it's on there too. So I don't know if it's like the full games or if you know the original versions, or they do the thing that they did in like Wolfenstein and in you know, like Doom 2016, where you'll be playing like versions of the original levels, but it'll be in like the new style and engine of the new one, with like the enemies and the guns and all that. Like they look like they do in the new games. Again, I don't know for sure. Will I ever take the time to find every disc in the game to find out? When I'm pretty sure like some of them will be hidden behind these crazy fucking secret areas that will be nearly impossible to find. And I'm trying to do this blind. We'll see. I don't know. Or maybe at that point I was like, I don't know. So I could go to a walkthrough at some point, just to do like a checklist of what I need. We'll see. But I should probably focus on finishing the main campaign first. Then I'll worry about the other shit later, or I'll take 2 seconds to look it up. If I can just do that to figure that out. I guess anybody could do that right now and be like, you're an idiot. It's fucking whatever. So you'll see like upgrades and shit in the ship as well. So not only are those upgrades, like the gun upgrades in the levels, during the levels, you're finding crystals, which when you have the crystals, you can spend those at the ship to buy more ship. I know I said it was going to be positive for the second half, but, just saying that out loud, there might be a few collectibles too many in the game. Now, you'll see something in the ship behind like a glass door with two round locks on either side. And you have to spend, you know, a crystal, so 2 crystals to unlock one of these doors or whatever. Thankfully, you can see what you're paying for, what you're getting. You know, it's not like a blind fucking loot box or something like that. The weird thing, I think, is some of the shit that you can buy that's in the ship are skins. Early on when I was playing, I saw a suit of armor behind the door or whatever that was like floating and spinning behind the glass. And I thought it was like, oh, was that like a new suit, or like is it going to have like different stats or something, or another kind of like upgrade or ability or something that you would get for buying it. You know, like if you're buying like a higher level suit in Dead Space, where it's like, oh, you spend money, you get more, you know, level 3 suit, level 4 suit with more armor or health, or God forbid, a higher fucking ammo, a backpack would be nice if you could just buy a backpack. I think they're just cosmetic skins. Like, I don't really see the point of that in a first-person game, even in, like, multiplayer-centric games. Like, you know, if you look at something like Fortnite or Call of Duty or, like, whatever, Team Fortress 2, like, they're fucking, like, hats and shit like that. Like, they're really, like, multiplayer-focused games. I don't really care too much about fucking, like, skins playing in fucking first-person, but, I don't know, at least like other people can see them. Maybe I'm narcissistic enough that I don't really care about that. Like I can't see it, so who cares? That's what I think about my appearance in real life too. But Doom Eternal is mainly single player. Like I still haven't tried the multiplayer. Still don't know if it's good or not. This isn't a very complete or detailed discussion of the game. I know, like I'm aware. You know, I'm so close to beating it, and then I'll go back and probably replay the missions and try to collect all the shit that I'm missing, and then probably bitch about there being too many collectibles in the game again next week. I might have to cut this short because there's fucking thunder going out there, and I'm really fucking nervous. So right at the bridge of your ship, you have access to a couple control panels. One of them is like a radio broadcast you can play that fills in more of the all-important Doom Eternal story. It's like a news feed. It's some reporter's talking. A reporter from hell, I guess. And she's trying to make the Doom guy seem like a bad guy. The bad Doom guy. And yeah, there's like that overtone throughout the entire game. That's like, you know, humanity is kind of laid down at this point, and they willingly let the demons take over Earth through corporate greed and propaganda and like brainwashing people into thinking they're like coming to help them or whatever. That was another pre-launch kind of sticking point there. The one that kind of got everybody up in arms because it was fucking xenophobic, and they're trying to make an analogy between closing borders and being like anti-immigrant or something like that. It's barely a fucking blip on the radar in the final game. And it's also very goofy, and it's all kind of played for comedic effect. And if there's anything politically correct people hate, it's, you know, it's laughter. Laughter and joy is really the main thing they're trying to kill. And plus, I mean, look at where we are now, too. Like, all the fucking borders are closed around the fucking world, and millions of people are projected to die because of a certain slant-eyed culture that can't resist eating creatures that slither in holes in the ground or live in dark holes full of diseases and their own filth. And that's one of those art imitating life, or, you know, or is life imitating art conundrums. It also proves all the armchair activists completely wrong, so I hope that they and their grandmothers are choking on gallons of their own lung fluid as we speak. So the other panel on the bridge lets you replay. You can just replay all, like any mission that you completed, you can just go back and replay it. That's what I was trying to do. We talked about that kind of, but then there are these like master levels. There's a panel that says master levels, you pick it. I wasn't entirely sure what those were about. And I believe you can only play them if you've pre-ordered the game or something. There's only two of them right now. I think it says something like, oh, if you pre-order the game, once you finish these levels, it goes to the master levels. Again, I'm not sure if I can pre-ordered it, so you might not have it. Actual results may vary. But there's only two levels there. You complete them in the campaign, then it just unlocks a master level version. I was curious about what they were, so I just tried one. And yeah, I mean, they're just like the same levels, just with much tougher enemies in them and more enemies in them. Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of like a neat addition. It's kind of like a challenge mode. It's like, hey, go play this level, but it's going to be harder because of the enemies. It's not going to be like, you're not going to, you know, but you're going to be powered up at that point too, so you should be able to handle it. But yeah, once I realized that, I was like, okay, this is what it is. It's just the same level I played, just with different enemy placement and enemy types and shit. And again, more of them. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. But right now, I just kind of wanted to focus on just replaying the actual missions. I just want to go back and fucking collect, like 35% of the country is doing now, thanks to the damn Jews and their open borders. And I couldn't find a way to just like quit out of just quit the game. I was like, hey, I don't want to play this master level right now. I want to go back to like the main ship. I couldn't find an option to do that. I must be missing, you have to be able to do that, I'm sure. I'm just like missing that on the menu somewhere, or something you got to do, fast travel somewhere or something. You have to be able to fucking abort the mission somehow. I just can't find it. So I guess I'm kind of stuck in hell until I complete this difficult mission in a game that was already kind of getting my ass whooped in it in the first place. But that's where I'm at in Doom. I'm going to go do that and then report my findings next week. I know these episodes seem like they're getting shorter, and I'm going through one of those periods in my life where I don't have as much time as I used to fucking play games. I mean, that kind of happens every now and then. So I'm working on it. It's just fucking like I was just sitting there writing for like days, just fucking, you know, I'm like, trying to get this through. And just like, I don't know if I have anything to just like, I played Doom, I didn't fucking finish it, but I don't really have that much to talk about. So I've been busy in other ways. So, you know, it just happens. It happens every now and then, and just like life, it'll end eventually. All things do. On that positive note, like I said, I think it's going to be a new format where the first half is going to be me bitching and complaining. The second half is going to be me trying to be positive. But, you know, all positivity, there's always a negative charge to that. As a good friend, Clay Cuckold, once said, that was a Grunt Free Press most quotables, I think, Time Magazine gave it 2016. I guess as the year, everything changed. So, you know, we have the super happy, positive back half. I'm Absolute Deicide. Go to www.gruntfreepress.com. I probably will write a review for Doom Eternal on there once I finish it and fuck around with it some more. It's probably what I plan on doing next week, so I hope you're not sick of this. I hope you love it. Hope you're loving fucking Doom, because guess what's next week? I mean, that's the, otherwise, if we don't write a review on there, I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, we're just wasting time. And I think that's the true Christmas spirit of video gaming anyway. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Just remember to hold your loved ones close. Actually, scratch that. Keep them at least 3 feet away from you at all times, and make sure you wear gloves anyway to avoid any human contact. Just as a precaution. That's actually love. Protecting them is love. So don't even look at them.